looking for that perfect Christmas gift for the family? Why not a chicken? Stick a bow on top, put the chicken under the tree, and who knows, you may even have a couple eggs to fry up for breakfast Christmas morning. Give the gift that keeps on clucking. A chicken. Okay, maybe it's not the perfect gift for your family, but it is the perfect gift for a poor family in Asia. A chicken can break the cycle of poverty for a poor family. Yes, a chicken. A chicken's eggs provide food and nourishment for a family, and they can sell those eggs at the market for income. When you donate a chicken or any other animal through Gospel for Asia, 100% of what you give goes to the field. And the best gift of all, when Gospel for Asia gives a poor family an animal, it opens the door to the love of Jesus. So give the perfect gift for a family in Asia this Christmas. Give them a chicken. Call 866-WIN-ASIA. Or to see chickens and other animals to donate, go to CritterCampaign.org.
He will be strong to deliver me safe. And the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberger. That is Gracie and Russ Taff. And a big shout out to Russ and his wife, Tori. They had their 44th anniversary yesterday, and that is quite an achievement. They've got an amazing story, and it's in their book, I Still Believe, and I would highly recommend that book. Russ and Tori have both been on the show before, and I hope we can get it back on again. They're a wonderful couple, and he's a gospel recording icon. And I was grateful that he and Gracie were able to do that duet together. It's off of her CD, Resilient. Go get a copy of it today, hopeforthecaregiver.com. Just click on the donate button, whatever you want to do to help support this with any kind of tax-deductible gift. I don't care what it is. Just if you like what you're hearing, get involved. We'll send you a copy of that CD. John, I want to end up with one last thing here.
That's what they all say.
And we'll probably circle back to this on other shows. Yeah. But I think that for caregivers, and this may be much deeper than we can get into in 8 minutes, but we'll do the best we can. I think for a lot of caregivers, we're so busy looking at the externals. And there's two reasons. One of them, the externals are consuming so much of us. But we point to other people as the source of our discontent. And I think that may be happening on a national level. This side is pointing, that side is pointing, this side. And it's their fault that I'm not happy. It's their fault that this is a problem. If they would just stop doing this, I would be okay.
Right.
But I have a group of friends who have helped me change my perspective. And this has been going, I've been working on this for many years. And these are core friends. And with their help, I've been able to look, instead of my circumstances, I've been able to look in the mirror. I've never wanted to look in the mirror. Because every time I look in the mirror, I see flaws and I see faults and I see everything that is wrong with me. And I feel shame, regret, embarrassment, all those kinds of things when I do that by myself. But when I have core people who care about me, stand beside me as I look at myself, they're able to help me point out, hey, that looks good. That's pretty cool right there. That's special. That's valuable. That's important. This is worthy.
There's the word.
This is why I do the show. Because I want to stand next to as many caregivers as I possibly can and help them face that mirror without falling apart in despair and shame and regret and heartache, and instead see worthiness and see something of value and see something of beauty and joy. People have done this for me. John does this for me. And I would be remiss and I'd be a lousy person if I didn't offer this same thing to other people. So I would like to end the show today, John and I saying this in concert together, that would you just take a tiny leap of faith to be willing to look in the mirror and see yourself not as all the flaws that come rushing out at you, but see yourself as a beautiful example of love and compassion. I don't care how many mistakes you're making. You will never make as many as I have. But you're still doing it. And that's worthy and that's valuable. This is how God sees you, as worthy and valuable. And he knows all your faults. I had a guy call into the show about a week or two ago, and on the broadcast show, and he said, you know, his wife told him that she had had some illnesses, lupus and some other things, but he was in love with her. And she said, you know all this about me and you still want to marry me? And he laughed. He said, well, yeah. And I thought, gosh, that's the gospel right there. God knows all these things about you and he still wants you. Still sent his son to die for you on the cross. That's the whole point of it. And as a caregiver, I can only say to you, from my own experience, that if you're willing to take a leap of faith and stop looking at the people in your life that may be driving you absolutely barking mad, and instead slow down and look at the mirror with trusted friends, and if you got no one else but just John and I on this show, we'll stand there with you, and we will affirm that in your life. Oh, yeah, look at that. Man, that is spectacular. Look at this right here. That is beautiful. That is worthy. You are why I do the show. John, close us out.
Well, one thing that I wanted to, that really spoke to me on that, is that it is really, really difficult to see the wonderful, just awesome things. And I mean that in the biblical way of awesome things about who we are as people. And this is not a way to be arrogant or terrible about things or just self-centered or anything.
No, it's just honest.
It's honest, and it's a little bit, and it's a correction from what happens when we're a caregiver, is that it is very, very easy to see our flaws because they're oftentimes just rather large and prominent in their effect. But to see the things that go right, to see the things that we did that were wonderful and like you said, beautiful or poetic or lyrical, is just very difficult sometimes because, oh, it worked out. You know, of course we didn't see that. It worked out. There wasn't anything nagging at us to remind us about it. It just worked, and we were deft about things.
And I have found
we're here to point that out for you.
In my 35th year now, I have found that it is almost impossible to do that alone. It is just almost impossible, if not impossible. I can't say it's impossible, but I have not found it possible to do that alone. I have had to have the support of people around me who stood by me as I timidly and frighteningly held up a mirror and was willing to see something besides the flaws.
Hey, Peter. That's a beautiful thing you're doing. Think about that next time you're looking in the mirror.
I think about that. And I've learned to be not quite so frightened about it and not so despair. I think despair is even better word than frightened.
There you go.
Because we do see our flaws so much that it causes us despair. And I can't tell you how many tearful conversations I've had with caregivers who are just beating themselves without mercy. I mean, with no mercy. Over their mistakes or over this or that or whatever. And I quite truthfully can't count how many I've had with other people when I did the same thing. But let me tell you, when you have that conversation with someone who sees you for who you are and is willing to stand next to you and not allow this thing to go down into the go off the cliffs of insanity, if you will.
There you go.
The pits of despair, to do a double Princess Bride metaphor. That is the first step towards being a healthier caregiver. That is your first step, is accepting the fact that you are doing something extraordinary. You're caring for another human being. However poorly you may think you're doing it, you're still doing it. And if the only people that you know that'll stand with you on that is John and me, then this is the show for you. This is the place for you. We'll do it because others have done it for us. And it is a privilege to do it for others. Healthy caregivers make better caregivers. It's just that simple. Go to hopeforthecaregiver.com. John, thank you as always for just a wonderful conversation.
Thank you.
You're the guy that helps me look in the mirror.
Back at you, bud. See you next week.
All right, we'll see you next week. hopeforthecaregiver.com. Thanks so much.